Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's follow-up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into some things that came up briefly during the week. One thing was those surveys that found men are happier than women in America, unlike a generation ago. And we'll get to that in just a second. But we also, in these follow-up Friday segments, read some of the comments that came in our comments page. And here's the one for this week. And it is on this topic. Here's what somebody wrote. It's a story. Once upon a time, in a land far away, a beautiful, independent, self-assured princess happened upon a frog as she sat contemplating ecological issues on the shores of an unpolluted pond in a verdant meadow near her castle. The frog hopped into the princess's lap and said, "Elegant lady, I was once a handsome prince, until an evil witch cast a spell upon me. One kiss from you, however, and I will turn back into the dapper young prince that I am. And then, my sweet, we can marry and set up housekeeping in your castle with my mother, where you can prepare my meals, clean my clothes, bear my children, and forever feel grateful and happy doing so." Well, that night, as the princess dined sumptuously on lightly sautéed frog legs, seasoned in a white wine and onion cream sauce, she chuckled and thought to herself, "I don't freaking think so." So thanks for that comment. And on that note, unlike a generation ago, men are happier than women in America, according to the surveys that were written up by David Leonhardt in the New York Times. And a main reason appears to be that women feel more frustrated by housework left undone. Women feel more frustrated by housework left undone. Which led to the question of men still not doing their share around the house, which leads to our Friday follow-up question, when men do housework, which housework do they do? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And are both of you okay with that if you live in a man-woman couple? We really want to know, especially in households where both partners work outside the home. When the man does the housework, some of the housework, which housework does the man do? And are you okay with that, both of you? 212-433-WNYC. Bang, all our lines are full. That took a second and a half. While we're screening those calls a little, see who's interesting. One person here sees the men that she knows doing a lot more cooking. She didn't tell me if they're doing a lot more dishes after the cooking. But is that a widespread thing? Are husbands and boyfriends coming home from the construction site, coming home from the trading floor, and putting on the apron? 212-433-9692. And if not that, what? Women call us, men call us. And, you know, one twist on this, when some lines open up where you can post on our webpage, that could be very revealing, is to get some calls from people in gay and lesbian marriages or living together households. When women live together, especially if you have kids and you both have outside jobs, do you share the housework more equally than the average heterosexual marriage with children? 212-433-WNYC. And what about gay men? Do Oscar Madisons wind up marrying other Oscar Madisons? Felix Ungers with other Felix Ungers, if you know what I mean? Do you have household strife over household chores like heterosexual couples do? Or does it take different patterns? And this is not to stereotype any group, gay or straight, but there is so much research on the unsatisfying division of labor for heteros. Does the same apply to you? 212-433-WNYC. All our lines are full. And Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Robert.
Yeah, hey. I was trained by my old girlfriend many years ago to look around, see what needs to be done, and do it. And since then, I've been doing that. My current spouse, been together 20 years. She's a wonderful cook from New Orleans. So I don't cook. She cooks. I don't think I've ever seen her vacuum. She piles the dishes, and I don't like to see the dishes in the sink, so I do the dishes.
So you do the dishes, you do the vacuuming, she does the cooking. Right. What else does she do?
Well, she's a bit of a slob. It's kind of a reverse of the cliche. She'll go off working at the law firm, and she's doing that, and I'm home vacuuming.
And you're home. But so you're a stay-at-home man, and she's...
Well, I'm an actor, so I'm out of work.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Robert, thanks a lot. Sounds like that works for both of them. Leah in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
So what do you do? What does your husband do?
Well, we've been living together for 4 years.
Okay.
And he does a lot of the cleaning because he's more anal retentive about that. And he does most of the cooking, too. But we both work, so kind of works out for me. But I definitely help out in the house.
You both, you definitely help out makes it sound like he does most things.
Probably, because it would get done faster.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that works for the two of you, huh?
Yes.
All right. You think there are male things and female things when it comes to chores, things that by gender people tend to gravitate to?
I think maybe back in the day, but at this point.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
All right. Thanks a lot, Leah. Art, you know what? Let's save Leah's line as it frees up for a gay or a lesbian caller. Can we do that and talk about how it works in your couple? Art in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Art.
Yeah. Okay. I like to do a lot of things, and some things I don't. But I had the restaurant experience. So first of all, I do the salads, I do the cold cookings and everything. My wife's a lousy cook; she does good soups. I do the dishes.
I hope she's not listening.
Dishes, and I hate to do the vacuuming, and my wife does the laundry. But I don't see this as a male-female division anymore.
You don't think that the chores that she's doing are more heinous in some way than the chores that you're doing?
Absolutely not. I do all the shopping for the food.
All right.
My mother taught me, by the way.
Yes.
So I'm very happy.
Oh, she taught you. She did, like, home ec training when you were growing up?
Well, no, she came from a kibbutz, and that was another story.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But she didn't have much experience.
Right. Okay, Art. Thanks a lot. I mean, that's another thing, right? Do boys grow up getting everything done for them, whereas girls grow up being brought into the kitchen right away? Christopher in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christopher.
Hi. What is it? I was calling because, the laundry division, obviously, I'm in a gay couple. We're young. My boyfriend, he has a neurosis about laundry. And he does all the laundry all the time. I kind of exploit that a little bit, but
the neurosis is he's attracted to doing the laundry.
He likes to do the laundry more than I do, and then he cooks a little bit more. So it's funny because like my mother has now like taken to putting herself in his position and like arguing on his behalf. Like he does all of this. Like don't be like your father. So you know it's kind of odd because like. The chores wind up gendering us, and it's very odd.
Yeah, right. You get the male gender role. Well, are there certain chores that you mind doing less?
That I mind doing less?
Less than others?
I mean, kind of like major cleaning. Like, I don't know, when it comes to, like, you know, if you have to, like, clean out the bathroom or like something like that. Like, when it becomes, like, a sweeping project, I wind up doing that.
A sweeping project, yeah. Christopher, thanks a lot. Rebecca in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi there. I work in advertising.
Uh-huh.
My husband's an architect. We both work a lot.
Right.
And we have two children.
Uh-huh.
So we have the marvelous Evelyn, who is worth every penny.
Oh, the answer is none of the above.
Yeah, well, no, not quite, because there's still obviously a lot of other things to do. But it's a pretty equitable distribution. You know, I cook, he cleans up. He takes the kids to school, I pick them up. But he has to take care of the cats. That's his job, and that's a holdover from
and it sounds like you're both okay with your division of labor too. Neither of you thinks like that.
Well, I think because we both grew up in households where our mothers worked, that makes a big difference.
You both had to do stuff as kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dave's mother was a nurse, and my mother worked all the time, and so it was a very normal thing to have some division of labor. I know other families who had a more traditional household, I think it was harder for my friends to get their husbands or partners to adapt.
Thanks, Rebecca. Adrian in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adrian.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Good. Well, the way it works with my partner and I, we've been together 20 years, is I don't drive, so he does all the driving. I do the cooking. He does a lot of the dishes. He's a little untidy, so I'm picking up all the time, but we decided we'd have someone clean for us every 2 weeks. That way I wouldn't end up being a maid. But he does certain things that I'm not able to do, like certain handiwork. And it's pretty equitable all in all. And financially, it's a, it sort of balances out in terms of the finances.
So to use the term of our previous gig caller, do these things wind up gendering you?
You know what? Yes, a little bit it does. It makes me seem like I'm the feminine partner and him the masculine. But you know, that doesn't bother me. Those are the traditional way those roles have been assigned. But I grew up helping my mother out a lot, who was ill, and we had a large family, so I was second. So I learned how to do all those things. Plus, I went to a military academy for a while, and I learned discipline, like making my bed the minute I get out of bed, you know. So I'm the way I am because of my background, not because of being gender-placed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Adrian, thanks a lot. Agnes in Orange County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Agnes.
Hi, how are you? I think that there is a difference in how men and women are socialized to do housework. Feminism notwithstanding, I think we have a long way to go before men actually do the amount of work that women do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, you know...
I know, we're getting all these couples who are so happy calling in, all these people.
I can't believe it. I don't know what's going on. Maybe these guys are just, you know...
I thought the discontents were going to call. I thought all these discontented wives were going to call in, but everybody's saying...
I sure hope they will. Come on, girls, let's do it. Because I really think this is ridiculous, because... you know, a lot of couples I know, women do most of the work, and men don't even know how much work it actually takes to do the work that needs to be done. And I do think that mothers are to blame because they don't let boys do the kinds of things they let their girls do.
You told our screener something about the difference between the United States and the country you were born in?
I don't think there's a difference. I think we live in a globalized world, and men, generally speaking, in most of the East Western world, are socialized in similar ways, and I think that women do end up doing most of the housework, whether it's Europe, Eastern Europe, or United States.
You're Polish?
That's been my experience. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But that has been my experience observing the couples both here and in my home country. I don't see much of a difference. And I think it's actually unusual when you meet a guy who knows how to cook wonderfully and clean properly, and all the girls are sort of going, wow, that's amazing. Where did you find him? So that's what I've been seeing in any case. That's, of course, there's anecdotal evidence, but...
And it's all anecdotal evidence today, that's for sure. Agnes, thanks a lot. And Joe in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. There's a fairly fair division of labor.
Whoops, I'm sorry. Joe, I cut you off there for a second. Start over.
Oh, sorry. There's a fairly fair division of labor in our house. Actually, maybe not my wife does more, but for the big weekly cleanup, I kind of tend to do it myself in a couple hours and then do like a cleaning frenzy. And she gets annoyed with me, like I'm stepping over into her territory.
Oh, so your wife doesn't like it when you clean up too much.
Yeah, and maybe it's the way I do it as well. I'm like throwing stuff around like it's a construction site.
That doesn't strike me as falling under the term cleaning.
Yeah.
Throwing things around.
Well, you know, you have to move the couch and stuff like that.
Yes. And what does she do?
What does she do when I'm cleaning?
No, I mean, like, so cleaning is the chore that you tend to do. You go in these cleaning jags.
Yes.
And are there things that you don't do, and are you satisfied with your division of labor?
I'm pretty satisfied. There's, I guess she does most of the cooking unless it's grilling, barbecuing.
But you said she feels like you're getting into her territory when you clean.
Yeah. She gets mad at me.
She wants to clean. She'd be happier if you let her clean.
I don't know. I don't understand.
You and she need to have a talk. Joe, thanks a lot. Mia in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mia.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about two women. We actually got married in August. We've been together for 4 years, and we pretty much share almost everything except for the fact that my wife is a full-time employee, a worker, and I'm kind of a freelancer. So I feel the guilt, I guess, of being home.
It falls on you.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm home and I'm sleeping in, then I can't not do laundry and I can't not clean the dishes from dinner the night before or go grocery shopping. But then when my wife comes back from work, I think she feels incredibly guilty that I've done all this work. And that so actually today she took a day off of work so that we're cleaning the house. Which
wow,
is
took a day off from work to clean the house. No man has ever done that.
I know. She should be getting a little extra bonus money is what I think.
So you were together for 4 years and then you just got married last month. Did getting married change everything?
You know, know, we've lived together almost the whole time that we've been together, so I don't know that it's changed things. I guess maybe in the eyes of our family and friends, perhaps mm-hmm. it's changed things more than for us.
Okay. Mia, thanks for calling. Congratulations. Ida in Somerset, you're going to get our last word. You got about 20 seconds. Hi.
Hi, Larry. I love your show.
Larry's not here. I'm Brian, sorry. But I'd be happy to take your call.
I just had to add, I asked my husband to clean the bathroom one day. I was at work and he was home. And he told me he was busy. I asked him, what was he busy doing? He told me he was busy sleeping. And that's just to give you an idea of how my household is run. He's too busy sleeping.
Thanks for the story, Ida. And that's where we leave it on which chores men do when men do chores. The executive producer of The Brian Lehrer Show is Nuala McGovern, with our producers, Jim Colgan, Priya George, Lisa Allison. We say goodbye today to a great summer intern, Tomek Gross, who is off to, oh my God, Antarctica. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. Have a great weekend. I guess I'm Larry.